The Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph is still reeling from Bishop Robert Finn's conviction this month for failing to report child sexual abuse. Members of a national Catholic organization, the National Survivor Advocates Coalition, on Sunday demanded that Finn resign. A spokeswoman for that group said simply, "A criminally convicted bishop cannot lead." The bishop is the highest-ranking U.S. Catholic cleric to be convicted in the church's decades-long child sexual abuse scandal. Now we'll get an update from Josh McElwee, who's been covering Bishop Finn for the National Catholic Reporter. Josh, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Do you expect Bishop Finn to resign in the face of this conviction, Josh, or what's going to happen here down the road?
You know, at this point, it's very murky. We're not quite sure what happens next. The bishop has said that the Vatican has appointed him to be in Kansas City, and he'll stay in Kansas City until the Vatican makes a phone call and tells him to leave. But there are people across the country asking if the bishop can be effective at this point, if a bishop who has been convicted of a crime like this can ever regain credibility with his people, and also what this means on the national scale as the national church tries to respond to sex abuse. Since 2002, it's been trying to grapple with how to report sex abuse and how to be more accountable.
Yeah. This notion of whether he can still be effective or not, what are you hearing from parishioners within the diocese and from leaders within the diocese in response to that question? Can he still be effective in their view or not?
Well, there are many here who have always been fans of the bishop. They think he is a straightforward guy, and they might like his vision of the church as a whole. But there's also many throughout the churches here who wonder just how a person who has confessed to not reporting a priest who had child pornography on his computer, not reporting that person to the police and not reporting that person to the diocesan authorities, what that bishop can do from here. There's a great gap in credibility or a great gap in trust.
Yeah. Have you had a sense, Josh, to sort of gauge exactly how much pressure is on Bishop Robert Finn to sort of give this thing up and to step down? Can you gauge that as you look at the developments across the diocese?
It's a tough thing to gauge. I mean, we've been talking last week and this week with officials at the national and at the national level and in Rome just to try and get a sense if there's any sense of if they're talking to the bishop about what should happen. And the church is, you know, is a cliche to say it, but it's almost like the Iron Curtain. A lot happens behind the scenes, and you can't get at what's going on.
And that's particularly difficult, it seems to me, in a situation like this. I mean, people, mm-hmm. This has been so public, and it's been going on for so long mm-hmm. that you, I'm not a member of the Roman Catholic faith, but you just get a real visceral sense that this frustration just permeates Kansas City when it comes to this man, mm-hmm. the bishop, overseeing this diocese these days.
It's a frustration here, and I think there's a frustration also nationally about if Bishop Finn is allowed to stay, what that means for the national church. It's been trying for 10 years now to say it's doing better with sex abuse.
And to get this stuff behind them,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. And they want to re-enter the national conversation on a bunch of different issues. I mean, we saw them this summer talking about religious liberty and trying to come to the front on their own concerns with the Obama administration on that issue. And on so many other issues, and the question for many Catholics is, if I can't trust you with my children, if I can't trust you on this area, why would I pay attention to you in other areas?
Yeah, absolutely. So, has the National Catholic Reporter editorialized on what Robert Finn should do going forward?
Yeah, so the National Catholic Reporter is an independent newspaper
right. Based
in Kansas City.
I should have pointed that out, yeah.
But we've editorialized on this issue a couple of times. Last week, we called for the bishop's resignation. One thing we pointed out is from this point forward, and you know, the bishop has been given a 2-year suspended sentence of probation, after which he'll be the record would be wiped clear. You know, he won't have that on his record. But during that time, he's not. How can he teach confirmation classes where there's minors? He wouldn't pass the own stringent requirements of a teacher in the diocese.
Yeah. So
it's a very tough thing to square.
How did the diocese react to the editorial in the National Catholic Reporter calling for Bishop Robert Finn to resign?
You know, I haven't asked anyone at the diocese that question.
Yeah, they didn't fire off an angry response or anything like that.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Hey, how accessible, as a reporter like yourself, Josh, how accessible is the bishop, is the leadership of the Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph to questions that you have at the National Catholic Reporter these days?
Well, I mean, it's just like working any other story. You're able to call the spokesperson and get a response.
But how about the bishop himself?
That's been a question since the beginning of this, since May of last year. We've asked several times to sit down with the bishop and ask, you know, what was going on? How did this affect you? Can you give us your side of things? But I think especially with all the legal consequences we've gotten that, you know, it's difficult for the bishop to speak freely. There still are many civil cases pending against the diocese for its action with Father Radigan. So there's the question of what the bishop or what people at the diocese can say in a way that won't affect their standing in court.
Yeah. We're visiting with Josh McElway, who's been covering Bishop Robert Finn for the National Catholic Reporter, based here in Kansas City. You know, even now that the bishop's case has been decided, he's not made himself available because you're pointing out mm-hmm. there are still all these lawsuits mm-hmm. pending here, mm-hmm. Josh. That's still the ongoing issue here.
There are a number of lawsuits pending against both Father Radigan and the diocese and Bishop Finn for their handling of Father Radigan. And several, at least one of the lawsuits we've uncovered, which we reported on several months ago, alleges that during the time during which the bishop and the diocese knew there were problems with Father Radigan, so that would have been December 2010, and before they reported him to police in May 2011, the priest had been in a family's home and had taken surreptitious photos of a young girl. So that lawsuit in particular alleges that during that time someone was hurt.
Mm-hmm. So. Our phone number here, if you have a quick question for Josh McElway, again, about the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, and Bishop Robert Finn, our phone number here, 816-235-2888, our email address, uptodate@kcur.org. How has the Catholic Church around the nation or even around the world reacted to these developments in Kansas City? We've talked about how the National Catholic Reporter has responded and parishioners, but how has the church at large reacted, Josh?
Well, I think it's raising questions in many places. We were talking to someone at the National Bishops Conference. That's the Conference of Bishops for the Country based in D.C., and we were talking to the bishop. He's actually a bishop out in Joliet, Illinois, who's responsible for the bishop's committee that looks at sex abuse. And so he said we have 190 dioceses in the United States, and when one diocese fails like this, it calls into question the whole system. And he says, there's nothing I can do about that. I can't control every diocese. But, coming from him, we knew that there was a question of what does this say about the process in every other diocese in the United States? And more broadly speaking, what does it say about how things are arranged in the Catholic Church? Is it possible for Catholics to have trust in their leaders? And when something like this happens, how do you address that problem?
Let's go to a phone call here from Sherry from Kansas City, Missouri. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've always wondered from the very beginning of this case why misdemeanor charges weren't filed against the principal and the teachers who originally noticed this. They are mandated reporters just like public school teachers are, and yet they reported it to the diocese rather than to the authorities.
Hmm.
And that's always been a question for me.
Why weren't the principal and teachers involved here, Josh? Why were they not charged?
Well, that's a good question. At the following Bishop Finn's trial on September 6th, the Jackson County prosecutor, Jean Peters Baker, was asked that question by a number of reporters. And what she said at the time was the principal and the vicar general at least reported. They may have reported late. They maybe should have reported earlier, but they at least came to the police and reported the problem. And she said that was the important point.
Okay. Jean from Kansas City, Missouri. Jean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Go quickly, Jean. We just have a few seconds left here.
Yes. How can we let the Pope know that we believe Bishop Finn needs to be recalled?
Yeah, thank you, Jean.
Telling Bishop Finn directly doesn't seem to work.
You know, there's basically two authorities that advise the Pope on matters like this. That's the Apostolic Nuncio, which is basically the ambassador to the United States. He's located in Washington, D.C. And then there's a Congregation for Bishops located in Rome. So those are the two authorities that typically advise the Pope on issues like this.
Calling up the Pope on the phone is a tough thing to do, I imagine.
You know, unless you're a certain personality.
Like you. You can probably get him on the line whenever you want him, right?
Oh, why not?
Yeah. Josh, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. That's Josh McElway. He's a reporter with the National Catholic Reporter. You can learn more about him and our other guests today and get more information about our program at kcur.org.